From Noble Robot on East Hennepin Avenue in summertime Minneapolis, this is Nice Games Club, the show where nice game devs talk games and games development. I'm Lydia Simchich, and I make nice games.
I'm Steve McGregor, and I make nice games.
And I'm Mark LaCroix, I too make nice games.
This week we're back to the drawing board for another Nice Thinking, where one of your nice hosts or a nice guest brings an idea into the clubhouse to workshop on air. And so, if everyone is ready, let's start.
Well, let's not start just yet.
Wild.
Okay. Because Lydia, you have some PAL promo to do.
I do. Dear friend of me, Dimitri, he is making a game called Strange Finds.
Ooh, okay.
And it is a really cool archaeology game. There is now a demo on Steam, which we will link in the meta.
Already a fan. I'm looking at this,
oh,
this Steam page
glad.
Right now.
And as far as I remember, he has been solo devving it. I'm not sure if he has now found folks to help work on it, but this has been a labor of love and all the other things that come with solo dev for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And it is, I'm very excited. I'm hoping that I can make sure that I build some space and time to help play test builds. Yeah, just, I really appreciate Dimitri's work. So
cool.
Please check it out.
Yeah, it looks rad. Other games we've played that we want to talk about. I'm looking at you, Steven.
Did I play? Oh, right. You're talking about the dang Star Trek thing.
Yeah, I've played some good games, but it sounds like y'all didn't.
No, I wanted to talk about it just because it was like an interesting experience that has like a design angle.
Yeah.
I think. So there's this company whose name I forgot, and it's not relevant.
Oh, yeah.
They do a lot of Kickstarter projects, and they got the Star Trek license and did a couple of like murder mystery and escape room games, which are like, you know, one time play. You open envelopes and you can pack it again and then play it like 2 years when you forget it, what happened.
Yeah.
There's four of them and they all look really interesting. Mm. And so I got two of them and we played one, a bunch of us this week.
Yeah.
And we didn't like it.
No. So it comes with a companion. No, I guess it doesn't exactly come with a companion app, but there's a separate company that makes these. An AR.
Yeah, so I guess I'm not sure how interest. I mean, like, this is the first of this type of game I've played.
Sure.
But I was, like, aware of their existence.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know how many of our listeners are just, like, have done a million of these or how popular they are. But basically, you get envelopes full of things. And the structure of this one, anyway, because it was an escape room game, is that each envelope represented a different room that you were in on this space, this derelict spaceship. And then you didn't know what any of it was. You got a little introductory text every time, and then you were sort of left to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
The mechanism by which you did it every time was this AR app.
Yes.
That they include, which is not explicitly designed for this type of game.
Yeah. Mm.
It's this thing called Pinfinity, which people may be familiar in other contexts, but it's like a Funko Pop thing where like you scan a bunch of pins from all sorts of different IP, and then cool things happen, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the platform by which they did this this thing where you would scan something, and it was these each game comes with a pin, very nice.
They were quality,
piece of kit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which would then tell you or tell the app which experience this was.
Right.
It's kind of like because you just download the generic app that you use for everything, which was sort of interesting, and I think would have benefited the game to explain that to players.
Yes, please.
Because at first it was just like, download the Pinfinity app. And I'm like, why? Like, what is that for?
Yeah.
It's not the app for the game.
Right.
It would have been nice for it just to explain, this is why. And maybe even like, I mean, you know, put some marketing copy in there. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Like, just say like, it's this cool thing that does lots of stuff and you can see what else it's compatible for on this website. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, I get what this is.
Right. And at least at the very least that we would know that this app wasn't built specifically for this game.
Yes.
Because I think we were under that impression when we first started.
And that was a big part of the problem is that as designers, we're all like wondering like, why is it so limited in this specific way? Where not technically limited. It's like, it would have been so simple, but like then we're backseat drivers. And then as soon as we realized like, oh, they're like designing this game inside this limited platform and actually going right up to the edges of its capacity.
Yeah.
And like making it, and that's what made the experience kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
Whereas if they had been a little less ambitious in the limited scope of the possibilities they had with this thing, it would have been probably more smooth, if less complicated.
Yeah.
Or if they had just dumped something bespoke, it would have been able to do what they wanted it to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, in the end, all the utility that it required is just like revealing information.
Right.
There was no animations. There was no 3D models in this like AR thing. It was all just 2D graphics that revealed themselves when you scanned a piece of cardboard. So we were just extremely underwhelmed. But that wasn't the real problem. Was just like technical problem.
Yeah, issues. It just like didn't work half the time.
Yeah,
and even when you tried, even when it did work, it was confusing how it worked.
Yeah,
And it wasn't explained because it's an escape room thing, and you're not supposed to explain exactly how to do things.
And what's so funny is like the first like puzzle.
Yeah,
we were all very frustrated. Like, why isn't it explaining how to do this? And like, I was like, oh right.
Yeah,
it's the kind of it's an escape room. Of course, you know.
Right, right, right.
And so it was because inside of all of the game that was designed, like, is something really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it actually, you know, it was paced pretty well. Mm-hmm. It had a story, which was like, okay, for licensed media,
it was fine. Yeah.
You know, it had some charm, you know. It was based on Strange New Worlds.
There are characters I recognize.
Yeah.
That's kind of all you need.
It did that job just fine. But then we were all kind of like, you know, getting antsy about it, and like, which was like not cool.
Yeah.
And it made me really think about like sort of the production limitations. Like, this is, you know, it's a company that are doing games on Kickstarter. Licensing popular IP is very expensive. You give up a lot of your royalties to that. And particularly with Star Trek recently, CBS changed those. It was like a hubbub in the fan community.
Oh.
Lots of like merch makers pulled out of products because it's now way more expensive to make Star Trek things than it used to be like a year or two ago.
I see.
So like, it's a difficult thing, and then you have to, you know, and so I have a lot of sympathy, but at the same time, I'm like gritting my teeth being like, why isn't this thing working?
Yeah, it's
and,
different.
And then like, why does this thing exist?
Yeah, it's different when you're in the moment. Quite frustrated for my frustration peaked right away in the beginning because we couldn't figure out how this app worked. But once we started kind of figuring out
it, did kind of, we understood it a little better. Yeah, and
it got a lot easier. It,
weirdly, once we kind of, and I think this might have just been that the game got less complicated.
Yeah.
Mm. And so
that too.
So that the app didn't have as many problems.
Yeah.
At first, I'm like, oh, we're figuring it out.
Yeah.
But actually, it really wasn't that at all. It was just that it was demanding less of us as the game went on.
Yeah.
And I think that might have been because they were trying to like show their more interesting, complicated interactions early to like hook you, but because that didn't work, it had the exact opposite effect, which is that like, it really, you know, if they'd have done the other way, we'd have been prepared for problems later, having like gone through a little bit of the jank on the way. But it really makes me think about like all of the limitations you have and like where your ambition just goes a little bit past your capacity. But also, we have another one of these games that I was sort of wanting to play. I saved that one because I kind of prefer to do the second one. But now I'm like not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But like, I want to play it and see.
Well, we'll see. You that know? One's based off of the show Picard, and I don't like that show very much. So I'm interested.
Yeah, that one's a murder mystery.
Yeah.
Which seems sort of interesting. So it to me feels probably more likely to be, you know, more like word puzzle kind of stuff, like story deductions, and less like put these pieces together.
Yeah.
But it did come with a pin, so.
All right. Pin's good.
We'll see.
At the very least, it's worth it for that.
Yeah.
I also did a in real life escape room.
Uh-huh.
I guess these were all in real life.
Yeah. What record did you break?
Where was it?
The record of fun.
Yeah.
The most fun.
The best one.
Yeah. They take a picture of you when that happens? Like.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Ian did an escape room yesterday, and they took a picture of their friends just because they did it, which was fun.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. It was with Trapped, the ones that y'all did. But did the one that I guess is very close to where you're at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
room?
We did the not Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I did that. That was the second one that my friends and I did on my bachelorette weekend. After we did one and we're like, we love this so much. Let's go back.
Yeah, okay. That's
that one was fun.
It was fun. You got to stab stuff.
Yeah. and shoot arrows.
Yeah, yeah. It was actually what I find really cool about the way that the Trapped escape room ones works is oftentimes when you do escape rooms, there's just like keys and locks and stuff, or like you got to find the code to this lock or whatever the heck.
Yeah, there's keys and locks, and then props that kind of just service the aesthetic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas Trap goes a little further.
Yeah, yeah. And there's you could tell there's like actual mechanisms behind how things are working, which feels more engaging, at least for me and my friends. And we did it. It was fun. It's a good time. I mean, I think we've already recommended Trapped on the show before, but if you're interested and you're in the area, check it out.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the sort of era of, like, the fad of escape rooms is past us now.
Yeah.
The places that are in operation are likely sustainable.
Mm.
And if you haven't been in a while, like, that's what's kind of nice about an escape room, is if you haven't done one in a while, it's like, it's a great, like, oh, right, I remember how fun this was.
Yeah.
Because it's probably been a long time for most people listening, because mm-hmm. it was for me.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, it's a great once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Also, just to drop another locally designed escape room, uh-huh. folks, the one that Ian went to, it is called Puzzle Works Escape Company, and oh. they are in the basement of the building where Can Can Wonderland is also in the basement of a building.
Oh, fascinating.
Ah. So okay. it's over there in St. Paul. Okay. If y'all want even more fun, cool, local escape room stuff.
Cool. We should, like, do one together and then talk about it on air.
Yes.
That'd be neat.
Well, you were invited when well, we did it.
I was
couldn't make it. It's
yeah,
okay.
I can't remember why.
I was
make it,
I'm
yeah.
the birthday girl. You did come later. Yes. I'm the birthday girl and I say it's okay.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Oh, when you first said that, I for a second I was like, "Oh, we should make one."
Oh.
Yeah.
And so Lydia, you have experience doing
yes.
this. And we've played them enough.
Yeah.
Like, if Lydia's our captain, you know, design captain mm-hmm, on that, mm-hmm. we could totally do one for a local event.
Yeah.
Might be kind of fun.
That'd be
okay.
fun.
Which is actually kind of what we're here to talk about, is a game that we're going to design for a local event.
So Ian and I play this game. Ian really, really loves Pokemon, was a kid, grew up playing it. Every morning for a while, they would ask their mother what their favorite Pokemon was mm-hmm. because they had a poster of the first generation. And so she had to pick what her favorite Pokemon was for that day. It was okay. really freaking cute.
Every day?
Oh, yes, boy. Every morning. Because as a young child...
I would like to hear the other half of this story.
Uh-huh.
I have heard it from both of them.
Oh, okay.
And it's lovely. I have at this point played two Pokemon games. One of them is Pokemon Mystery Dungeon DX, which was the first one I played. Mm-hmm. That was really fun. And then the other one was... Diamond and Pearl, I think. It's the one that's set in the area that is basically Hokkaido. Because they're all the locations are based off of real places. So Alola is based on Hawaii. There's the one that Sword and Shield is based off like the UK and stuff like that. This yeah. is the one that's based off Hokkaido,
sure.
which is the northernmost island of Japan. So what we like to do, because I don't know the names of these. Also, I'm very bad at remembering names.
Sure.
We play a game. Where Ian gives me a random Pokemon generator, and I generate a Pokemon, and I have to describe the Pokemon to Ian, and then Ian has to guess what the Pokemon's name is based on my description.
Okay.
So I'm going to try really hard as someone who still doesn't totally know a lot of Pokemon. I have a generator lined up with Gen 1. You two, you can press the big black generate Pokemon button, and then start describing to me the Pokemon, and I will do my damnedest.
So the idea here is that the person describing the Pokemon knows Pokemon.
No. The person who is describing the Pokemon does not know Pokemon. The person who is hearing the description but cannot see the Pokemon yeah. is the one who knows Pokemon.
Okay. But don't you still not know Pokemon?
I know. That's why I'm saying
well,
I'm
you can
try.
Use me. I know the first gen at least.
This is
solidly?
This is what I'm
pretty
getting
well,
at.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then Mark and I will do this.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, we're the ignorance ones here. Okay, so imagine... the happiest thing that ever existed.
Kirby.
Basically.
Except.
But it could, but it's a little mean also.
What?
Got pointy teeth.
And it flies.
It's a happy thing. It's also mean and it flies. Zubat?
Close.
Okay.
It's got.
Golbat.
It has, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It has feet.
That's the evolve.
Yeah, it's very funny because Zubat doesn't have feet. Golbat has feet, and then the next one after that doesn't have feet anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're just like, lol, let's instead of feet, let's trade for extra wings.
They don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, Pokemon. Let's do another one, for example.
Sure.
Okay, also very happy, and
Kirby.
But it is pink and is round, a little blushy.
Pink and round and blushy.
Got like a little swirly tuft kind of Fairly Odd Parents style hair.
What's funny is like there is a Pokemon that I'm like the vaguest of familiar with.
Yeah,
that fits this description. That's one of the like the second tier famous ones.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not that.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking okay. about.
It's actually here.
It's
there.
Not Poliwhirl, yeah. right? Because that'd be that's
no.
Not
it's not Poliwhirl. It is pink. It is pink like Kirby. I think it has a tail.
I'm struggling.
It has this expression, which is like, hey, it's been a while.
Yeah, yeah, its arms are out. It's like it's going to give you a hug. Yeah.
I am enjoying how y'all are describing this, because I've never heard Pokemon described in this
way. I feel exactly. like this is the only way I want to play this game. It's actually not, we should not be allowed to describe the physical features.
Sure. I think
just the vibes?
That's yeah, cool. just yeah, like yeah, yeah. its personality, it's because it, you know, they're expressive. Right?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. It's round, it's happy, it looks like a friend or roommate that you're meeting at a picnic after a long time.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to come in for a big bear hug, probably a little too long.
At a dinner party, it's going to keep you from getting in the kitchen with its, like, hello.
Yeah. Oh,
you're going to be like, I wanted to go, and then you're, like, stuck.
Honestly, the vibe, I understand completely, but I can't think of the Pokemon.
Do you give up?
Yeah, sure.
Clefairy.
Oh, duh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yes, Jigglypuff is very similar in that vibe.
Jigglypuff, oh my god.
Well, that's because it also has a little swoopy, but...
I guess it's been a little bit.
Yeah, I personally don't trust Jigglypuff.
I keep forgetting that there's three of every Pokemon.
Not always, but yeah.
A lot of the time, yeah.
All right, that's new information to me. not always.
Okay.
And so when I see one, I'm like, is that one of the, like, a variant of one I'm vaguely familiar with?
Yeah.
And it never is.
Side note, I don't trust Jigglypuff farther than I can kick him.
Yeah.
Just, I don't trust those little guys.
To be fair, it's pretty far.
Yeah, I still don't trust it. I still don't trust it. Those things are devious. Do you want to do one more or do you get the idea?
I get the idea.
Okay. So that is the idea. And it is especially, particularly very fun if you have people who don't know Pokemon describing the Pokemon.
Right.
And so I was thinking that for the picnic, for the IDGA TC picnic, could we have this be a party game?
Yeah.
And we had kind of jammed on this a little bit one time.
Yeah, we did. We kind of got kind of far down the road with it, but I forget all our entire conversation.
The idea of the kind of format of it was Mark and I are two different describers.
Yes.
And then we have like a...
Ignorant captains.
Yes, we are ignorant captains, and we have teams that of people who know Pokemon in front of us.
Okay.
We can see the Pokemon in front of us, and we are describing the Pokemon, and the people that are on our side have to guess the Pokemon from our description. And somehow either like it's the first one or we trade off or something. The rules need logistics.
Okay, so my...
But essentially, it's like get a point from Mark's side, get a point for Lydia's side, and then... Oh. Ideally, there's a way that we arrange the screens and the seating so that way you and I can see the Pokemon.
Yes.
Our teams can't. Mm-hmm. And then behind them, any onlookers also can see the Pokemon that we're trying to describe.
Oh, so we're building a set.
That would be like my ideal party game, but also right. And so like maybe that's like, oh, if we did this for the holiday party, but we're doing it for a picnic. So how do we do it for a picnic?
Yeah, we have it's an outdoor set. I think... just a laptop and you and I both in front of it. And then anyone who's not participating can just come by and peek.
Are you two for sure the hosts? Because that would be amazing.
I
think so.
We're going to be describing these Pokemon.
I mean, I imagine I was going to be busy doing other stuff at this party, but like this is now has my full attention.
Okay.
This is, hi, I'm busy doing this thing. Go talk to someone else for a while because I have an engagement.
Yeah.
The main thing, we need some form of mechanism for points to be had in a fair way, and we also need to figure out how we choose Pokemon, because ideally we don't like there's different generations and different locations. Ideally we only use the default versions for these, but in terms of I don't want to have set the generator to be Pokemon in a generation that the group in front of us doesn't know.
You should absolutely just do the first generation, because anybody who knows enough about Pokemon would have seen that. Like, people know what Pikachu is. That's first generation.
So I have thoughts on all of this.
Okay.
Which is, there will be people who have various Pokemon knowledge. But also, there are going to be, depending on how restrictive we need to be in our descriptions.
Mm. Yes.
Like, because I think I like the idea of you can't describe physical features. Like, we're going to just please each other on that. If we do that, then we're maybe okay.
Okay.
But, like, if they're too easy to get, a lot of the ones are too easy to get, perhaps. I like the idea of ones that like no one has heard of, and we each are like desperate to describe it, and then we give up. Like that sounds really fun.
Like, I mean, the thing is that if it's no one's heard of them, then they can't say the name. is the problem.
Yeah.
I think the name is the key.
Yeah, we can say, okay, so our contestants can agree on the difficulty level.
Yeah. Also, there's no reason like people can't have like a list of names.
Yeah.
And not pictures associated with
them. Oh, actually, a list of name and pictures would work.
Yeah.
Because we can't describe them.
Oh, yeah, you can't describe their physical care. Yeah. Right? That would
be a way you can get anybody involved. They don't need to know Pokemon at all.
Yeah.
So maybe we don't need to worry about that because I don't want to print materials, I guess. We don't have a lot of time.
Well, you can just link to a wiki. Or
something. Yeah, I'm kind of... That feels like an option.
Sure, that's fine. I'm just saying.
But I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so my other thought on like how we determine points and everything is I was originally thinking, oh, we'd each get a Pokemon and then we'd have to describe it kind of like... You know,
back and forth.
Yeah, like Pictionary or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah. I think it would actually be more interesting is if it was the same one, and we each get one thing to say about it.
Yeah.
Then our team gets to guess, and then the next person gets, and then their team gets to guess.
Yeah.
And so we build up a description based on both of our things, and then just who goes first changes.
If
whoever gets it has to go second.
The format of this reminds me
of the next one.
Code names.
At least
in the way that you're... Sure. It's not literally codenames, because you're talking about the same Pokemon.
Yeah.
But basically, I guess Lydia would come up with a clue, then Marky would come up with a clue. They would alternate. But, like, do you all have teams associated with one another? Like, maybe you want to come up... Lydia, you would want to come up with a clue that you feel like your team would be better associate with than, like, Mark's team? Is that part of the game?
Oh, actually, that is, I think, for our case, that is worth talking about, because... Okay. I don't know the IDGATC community as well as you do. So I am going to be describing as well as I can, but even if I know who the people are in front of me roughly, I'm not going to know. I don't know them well enough that I would know, oh, if I say this clue, they're definitely going to get it.
I can tell you that there is not a single person in my life that I am aware of their Pokemon familiarity. So,
but are you aware of their cognitive patterns?
I mean, I guess, but like, you know.
Yeah, but how is that going to help you come up with a clue?
Also, if it helps maybe balance it a little bit, I'm going to be describing it entirely in terms of maximum comic impact.
Yeah.
Fair. So, yeah, I think
I'm not especially interested in a getting in one kind of situation. Now, okay. So far so good.
So the setting we divide into the groups. We have the same Pokemon. We decide who's going to go first.
Yeah.
So then you say a clue. If you go first, you say a clue.
Right.
Your half of the group, your team, has a chance to guess from that clue. And then I say a clue, and then my team has a chance to guess from the clue.
So one thing I think for the Pokemon fans out there, which I guess is me, I'm not even a Pokemon fan really. Is
representing the entire
I'm a bad representation, but I think there needs to be some kind of hot and cold or something, so people kind of know where you're going. So when I said Golbat or Zubat and y'all were like close, I was like, okay, then I tried an evolution of Zubat.
I don't like that.
Okay, why?
Because I think it gets easier and easier as more descriptions come.
Well, yeah, you mean in general?
Because it's a little, I think it's super easy, because we have to police ourselves, right? Like as clue givers, which is, that's true in all games like this.
Yes.
And so it'll just be, and you know, I mean, I think we are perfect for this. Mm-hmm. Like there is nobody better.
I agree with that.
That's very nice.
But maybe other people want to try it later in the evening to fill those roles.
Mm. Yeah.
Might be nice to have the simplest rules where there's less cognitive overhead.
Yeah.
Just like how close someone is.
Well,
We could formalize it. You know, if it's within the same generation, it could be like a mastermind thing. You can give them a little yellow pin or something.
Yeah. Sure.
But then I mean, how far from the answer are you?
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. I'm not intentionally trying to demand more from the hosts. Yeah. But I don't know how to...
I'm also... And this is the thing about trivia games. It's super fine if people don't get the answer.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be balanced
ultimately,
perfectly.
Yeah, as long as people had a good time, it doesn't matter.
I guess I'd like someone to get an answer over the course of the game so that a team wins. But
right.
Like,
well,
otherwise, I don't mind so much.
What I am worried about is people getting frustrated with the descriptions.
Oh, yeah.
That happens in
we're going to do our best, I think, to make that happen.
Yeah. So. And I think part of it is we need to talk about what do we mean when we say can't describe physical features?
Yeah.
Because one of the things that I really want to, like, when I see that rule, I want to hard nick saying it's a set of keys.
Yeah.
It's a bat.
I know that
it's
one.
It's a fish. It's an ice cream cone. you know.
Yeah.
Yes. I think, I mean, we can agree on a set of like things that are not off limits. And then we can just say like, if we accidentally do it, like, you know, it's a free point or something
like that. You definitely can't describe them as objects because that.
Yeah. But even like green or like looks like a duck or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
that's probably a really big hint.
Yeah. And so maybe, I mean, because the thing I get kind of excited about is like describing it as if it was a person at a dinner party. That's like a fun framework for me personally. Mm-hmm. Maybe what we do is, and this could actually work for other people playing our roles, mm-hmm. is the team asks us a question from a list of questions.
And we
have to answer that without, so that makes the overhead a little bit less for us. It, mm-hmm. it also makes it an easier improv game.
Okay, yeah.
And that list of questions could be like, what, you know, what did they bring to the dinner party?
Yeah.
You know, and so it could be even a little more absurd.
Sure.
Right? And then also, that also reduces the ability of someone who's particularly, like, clever to sneak in a clue under the guise of a description.
Yeah.
And you don't have to think about being overly clever about it. You just answer the question in a way that you think would be helpful, and then, like, if you do it well or not, it may or may not help, you know?
Yeah, I kind of like that as a...
Yeah.
A variation.
Like, what is their favorite sport? Like, that's going to help because it'll help describe the characteristics in a way that's orthogonal to the actual...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, would this be a good service animal?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Clefairy, probably, but, like, Ponyta? Not really. No.
Do they get their Christmas shopping done on time?
Oh. You know? Would you leave this your child alone with this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I actually really like that as questions that the teams are asking.
It gives them agency because then they can, if they think it's this or this, they can use it to help narrow it down.
Yes, and also...
And it will sometimes not work.
Well, yes, and also it will immediately tell people that you're not really trying to get some Pokemon, it's just for fun.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's fine with me then.
But, I mean, the thing is, when people get it, it's going to be so satisfying.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, okay.
For sure.
I'm a fan of this.
And so then... I was thinking like, we'll have like eight categories of eight questions. But like, actually, I'm thinking it should be like I don't know how much time we have or how much time we'll devote, but like a deck of 30 or something.
Oh, yeah. Sure. We can come up with questions. So, we've already got three.
Yeah. Well, we were going at them so fast and they're all so great because we're brilliant.
Uh-huh.
And so then that requires a mechanism for the teams to pick that's not shuffling through a deck.
Yeah.
Or like going through a big list. It's like some other thing. Like, I mean, as a video game, you could maybe randomize your options, or like on a game show, you can pick from three. You know, it's kind of roguelike.
I got a question.
Yes.
This Pokemon is late to work. What do they put on?
Oh.
To wear. I don't know. This supposed to be weird, right? Is that not weird enough?
You're building a whole little world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Better. How are they leaving the house? Oh, God. I'm trying to think of which Pokemon is most likely to be running out of the house with toast in their mouth in the very classic anime, first episode of an anime style.
I will say there's a problem with that one specifically, which is it does ask you to kind of describe them physically.
Oh, if you say how? Because some of them would fly out.
Oh.
You know, or it's like not wearing pants as usual, you know, or something. Yeah. It'd be easy to accidentally kind of kick
yourself, I suppose.
Even if you're not trying.
Yeah, okay.
Did they vote for Brexit?
Yeah.
That is such a good question.
You know?
Yes, that's a good one. Okay, I want to, before we start jamming on the list of questions.
Yeah.
I want to reaffirm what the turn order is for this because I also want to avoid having our participation, Mark and mine, be just yes and no. I want to be able to describe.
Oh yeah. It's that's what makes it more of an improv game, right? Yeah.
It has to be like a yes and or a no and.
Yes.
A no but.
Here's the thing is like we could say yes or no, but that is us performing badly.
Yeah, right? So somebody...
We're motivated to say a little more about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you ask somebody if they voted for Brexit, you would say absolutely or definitely not. You know, that's a little bit more insight.
It's like, well, they really held out till the end, but then those NHS buses kind of convinced them.
Only because of the immigration issue.
Right.
Yeah, things like that. Yeah,
it's like, yes, they did, but they're like not reform people.
Right.
Like they've seen the error of their ways.
Yeah. Like that's good. Yeah.
I don't know if that's helpful at all. And the thing is, it's like, I think we're definitely going to have to do a couple of these in this episode.
Yeah, we'll test it.
It'll be interesting looking at it and actually seeing, can we come up with good answers for some of these?
Yeah.
Because they all seem like fun questions. I don't mind if they're not all great.
Yeah.
But I think like, what is our ability to actually find a way to make that make sense?
Okay. So then how this goes is Mark's team is first. Mark's team asks a question. Like the rule of the game? No, it's just easier for me because I can like look at you and go, yes, you. Mark's team goes first and asks one of these questions on the list. Yep. I think also we should say you can ask your own, but we have to vet it in the moment if it like if it fits the format.
So what I was thinking is that like you could ask there would be like rounds, I guess you'd ask three questions back and forth. And then after that, you can ask your own question.
Yeah, wild card or something.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then,
because then you still have to play with the flow the or list, the.
That's
then,
really good because then that's gonna engage the player's creativity.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay, so three off the list, one per round, and then you can make your own questions for following rounds. So they ask you a question, mm-hmm. you answer back in a elaborate way.
Yeah.
And then they have a chance to guess the Pokemon based on the information they have so far. If they don't do it, then it comes to my team's turn. They ask me one of the questions off the list. Mm-hmm. I answer back elaborately. They have the chance to guess off of the information gleaned from my answer and your answer.
Yeah.
After we do this, we kind of do this cycle three times. Mm-hmm. Then on the beginning of the fourth round, your team has the choice to ask their own question of you, and you answer, and then we keep going in that format until then.
I think in order for a person or a team to be able to ask the questions that they want to, you know, at the wild card round or whatever, mm-hmm. The rules of what y'all can say need to be expressed.
Yeah, and actually, we also need to make it clear what the wild card questions can be, because I think they'll be the ones, those players will be the ones most motivated to win.
Yeah.
And most sort of psychologically inclined to ask a very utilitarian.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, like, is it a water type?
Like, yeah. No, that also, that is things like stats-based info like what evolution it is, its types, its generation, its location, or its region, excuse me, is the term they use, region. Nothing, like what it can mate with, because that's also a thing.
Lydia knows a lot about Pokemon.
Well, she's been playing this game for a long time, so that's the kind of
information. Right. These are utilitarian questions.
Okay.
And maybe that's the point of this round.
Yeah.
Right? If that's the instinct that you think, and that seems interesting to you, Lydia, as like a type of question, then maybe that's cool. Maybe that's what the point of it is. And maybe that's when we describe the rules, we can say, this is your opportunity to ask like a real question that could get a real answer to.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think
Dependent on Lydia and I's, this is where our ignorance becomes funny.
Right. Well, yeah. Because you wouldn't know typing. So like if I were to ask you what type is this Pokemon, you would be like, oh.
Well, the problem is that the generators say these stats.
Oh, well.
So like.
Okay.
I mean, we could. Let's imagine we can have a generator that just gives us the photos.
Yeah.
And the names or something, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that does exist. Or we can modify it. We can make our own.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, we have to do this in a week.
I mean, how hard is a random number generator?
Like, yeah.
True. And they've got lists and lists and lists of them. Yes. Okay. So we need to define the third round question allowances, but we can also avoid having to do that a lot if we come up with 30 funny questions to ask.
Yeah.
And so far, we have five. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we have so far, would this be a good service animal? Would you leave this Pokemon alone with your child unsupervised? What did this...
Somebody asked that one.
Someone described Charizard as a toddler on fire, and that's kind of where like this question came from.
Got it.
What did this Pokemon bring to the dinner party?
Mm-hmm.
This Pokemon is late to work. We need to finish this idea of like, what are we asking about it?
Yeah.
Did they vote for Brexit?
How about like as a work question, like how does this Pokemon get to work?
Oh, yeah. That's good. Okay.
You know, and then that could be kind of open, but we can answer that like sports car.
Yeah. Motorcycles.
Like
that's obviously Squirtle.
Insists on walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ski lift. Like
moonwalk. And that's Mr. Mime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, ski lift would be fun.
That's fun. Yeah, that's great. Okay, I like that.
Erosion.
Yeah. They say they walk, but like, they take an Uber.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, getting at the personality. Now I'm thinking about like, these would be questions you'd find on surveys, right? Like to see which
which
character you are.
Yeah. Okay, it has that quality. Yeah.
Very like BuzzFeed, Clickhole, whatever. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of those you could just pull from, really, if you just need lists of questions.
Honestly, yeah. We're just trying to do this quickly. I'm enjoying coming up with them, but we could just totally steal which Pokemon.
I just have to go back to middle and high school.
Yeah.
Oh, RIP Quizilla.com. Let's see.
How well does it do in a math test?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Or we could say, like, what is its best subject in school?
What's its SAT score?
Oh, okay.
But which era? Because I don't know how they do it anymore because they changed it for when I was in college. And then I think
I'm not sure that's super relevant to the.
Well, how am I going to answer? I don't know what it is.
Vaguely?
I guess. How well.
But like what grade, you know, a grade or something. Like what do they get on the AP Chem test?
Yeah,
you know.
What was their SAT score? What did they major in?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
At a restaurant, or maybe it could be like a specific fast food restaurant, or just any restaurant. Like, what are they ordering?
Do they supersize it?
Oh. That's a good one because it could be either they have too much confidence or they are literally huge.
What's great too is that we don't know anything about how these they play. So like if there was a Kirby-like type Pokemon.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How are we to know?
Right.
And like we don't like we accidentally could be making them think, okay, so it has enlarge. And I'm like, I don't know.
I think a win for us is when our team is like, ah.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll keep our own little silent score.
How do they split a check?
How well do they tip?
Might
be an easier prompt.
Yeah, how well do they tip? That's a good one. Mm-hmm. And then we can throw in like how they had divided the check based on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, do they believe in horoscopes?
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty good.
Do they?
That was good.
What is their investment portfolio? I don't think I.
Yeah.
I don't think. Do I add that one? Because I don't think I'm adding that.
No. That's. I mean, that's. I wouldn't know what anyone's investment portfolio looks like.
Do they pay someone to do their taxes?
Oh. Ooh.
And this is an opportunity to be like, I don't even know if they pay their taxes.
Yeah. Surprisingly, very well on their own. Yeah. I'm also trying to think of like weird dating questions. If a friend of yours was dating someone, how would you vibe check that person?
I can't come up with a good way of
between Pokemon and Bear, which would you pick?
Between Pokemon and Bear, that's good.
There's like a bunch of these memes. I was thinking of like this Pokemon or 100 something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But any one of those fine if you know.
This is a lot of questions and I have to parse these and ask them to you when we test this out, right? So this seems like a good number to beat.
This is pretty good for us to play it out.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, so we're at
I hope it's as good content.
Okay. But, so now we're in playtesting mode.
Okay.
So I think this will be useful for us to determine like how the sequencing works. You're gonna play both teams, I guess.
Yep, that's fine.
Then if there's any kind of like point system or how questions are drawn. That's what we'll be figuring out right now.
Okay. Yes. Okay. That sounds good.
These are all from the first gen, right? Because
I have set it to first gen Kanto region default forms only.
Okay, cool.
Because I can't deal with the other stuff of
that. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'm pulling up the wiki though, so because I'm not, it's been a while for me. All right, so I would like to know how wrong I was with respect to all these Pokemon. Let me know at nicegames.club/feedback. You could tell me how wrong I am about a lot of things. In addition to that, you could also let us know how this podcast is going, because we need that feedback in order to improve the program. So, just let us know. nicegames.club/feedback.
So, because it's the rule, I go first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oldest goes first.
Yeah.
Age before beauty.
So, so how is it we are determining the questions? Because at this point, there's nothing to go on.
Well, so first, you have the first.
Yep. So I got to ask the question, right?
I'm literally, what is the mechanism by which you do it? Do you draw cards like randomly? Do you pick from five? Do you have the whole list in front of you all the time?
I assumed it was you had the whole list in front of you all the time.
Okay. I think it's the whole list in front because we want them to have agency over.
It feels like choice paralysis, though.
That I am concerned.
Because they're all nonsense.
Yes.
And so the ability to just be like, just pick one is like a little bit tougher.
Yeah.
And then it's more meaningless if it's one of 30, whether it's one of three that you're picking randomly. Mm. So maybe we put them on a deck of cards and you draw a couple. And then you pick one
And then they can choose which one they want to do first.
Well, no, they pick one and the others go to the bottom of the deck. So you pick one you like, and then you actually discard the others.
Okay. Oh, okay, and then they could get drawn later.
And if they're all nonsense, it kind of doesn't matter. So.
Well, yeah, it kind of doesn't matter, but also then it gives your choice some like meaning.
Yes.
In a way that like later you'll be like, why did we care so much about that?
Yeah, yeah.
Which will be fun.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so
that's fine. But how do we simulate that now? I guess
Just do the first five.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Oh yeah, hold on. One, two,
or first three. Because we don't have a ton right
I'm
now.
Gonna, yeah. I'm going to alternate. I'm going to add bold to every three. So that way it's like first draw, second draw, third draw, fourth draw. Well, fourth draw has only two right now. So that's fine.
That's fine. Cool. Would you leave this Pokemon alone with your child unsupervised?
I mean, I would, but I'm like trying to find like a hook on this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, without describing it physically.
Yeah.
I got immediately flummoxed. Yeah, but it's actually easier just to come up with a description.
Yeah.
I would, but if it's an infant, maybe not, just because it's, like, kind of squeezable.
The infant is squeezable?
No, the Pokemon, like, if a baby grabs onto it, it's getting pretty squeezed.
Oh. Okay. That tells me nothing.
Exactly. Okay. So
and here I'm sitting here like, oh, you're going to some keywords. Listeners have no idea what I'm thinking about it. But
okay. So now I
Let's just say I gave you that.
Sure.
And, yes. and then I now it's Lydia's turn. Yeah.
Okay. How well would they do on a math test?
I don't think it would do pretty well because it's a little no thoughts head empty.
Yeah.
I think it would try.
My answer to this is it can't even count to one.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. These are so unhelpful.
Jeez. All right. Try again.
Okay. All right.
I have an idea, but we should finish this round first.
Yep. Yep. Do they supersize it?
No.
Well, now you're both answering it, but I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like both of you should be answering it. It's part of the fun, I think.
That is kind
of you can play off of each other.
Yeah, I suppose.
I know that it kind of ruins the team dynamic.
Well, then we're not team captains anymore, really. Yeah, which is like, okay.
That's fine.
Because you still have to, as a group, determine what questions you're going to ask from the three or
when you get to the wild
part. So like,
they're competing with each other. We don't care. It's also a fun dynamic.
It also does mean that like it can be just one person could be up here or a bunch of people.
That's true. Yeah, I think, like, and also because then we can play off each other.
I still like the idea of team captains. I think that's like a fun framing, but like I'm willing to give it up. But like it bums me out if we go that way. But I say naturally it does seem kind of fun to just start talking. Yeah. And then whoever has the fun idea can take it.
Yeah.
Here's my thought. The questions are not, the question we create are not the main genesis. Mm-hmm. My thought is we give a vibe check on this creature. We describe it. And then they have the team has the option either to ask one of the questions they have in hand or make a guess. So they can choose either to use their follow-up, their response as, can you give me more information from this totally helpless, like useless list of questions? Or I'm going to make a guess because I'm pretty sure what this is.
Problem with that is if they ask a question, then the other team can make the guess.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
But then isn't that just giving the other team information?
Yeah.
Yes, but it also could be like they are so lost that they have no idea, maybe.
I don't know that you can guarantee that will happen.
On paper, it makes sense because that information comes to you again. But you're basically, you're out on a limb every time.
Yeah, I guess it. I'm banking on the fact on our questions providing absolutely useless data.
Well, sure, but in that scenario, it's more likely to be really nervous that the one thing will trip it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. Do you want to start from the bottom of the list, and then I can generate a new Pokemon, and we can try this again just to see kind of what the friction is?
Sure.
So the answer was Dratini. Side
what?
Yeah, look at this little goober.
It doesn't have any fingers, so it can't even count to one.
Aww.
And also just like it's too cute. Yeah. Like a baby is definitely gonna grab onto it and not let go, and you're like,
okay, actually all of these the answers do make sense.
Now that's not helpful if you would never have gotten there, but right. I think if this goes a little quicker and we do a lot of these questions, then maybe this, you know what I mean? I think this is a little bit artificial because we're actually moving relatively slowly in the process.
Well, because we're designing it.
But let's give it another go.
Okay. All right, you found a new one?
Yeah.
Okay. What's their favorite sport?
I want to say rugby, but rugby. Like...
Okay. I like the sport one because at least it feels like something.
Yeah, but I think they'd be outmatched pretty quickly on the field.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, they're like, I'm a rugby player.
Okay.
And you're like, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fun. I like that. Okay. Lydia, how well do they tip?
I think they tip really well, but only in front of other people.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think they, and it's unclear if they forget or they purposely don't.
Okay. Now, when do I guess? I don't have a
good guess. You can guess after every question.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good.
I think you should guess every question.
I mean, probably, right?
Yeah.
Because there's also an opportunity you'll just make a random guess and it'll be right.
Exactly, yeah. Do you want to guess or do you want to, or what do you guess?
Far-fetched.
Nope.
Okay.
You can guess twice because you missed Mark's two.
Onyx.
Nope.
Okay. What did they major in?
Economics.
Economics? Heck, okay. Yeah, all right, okay. For some reason, these are working, and I think maybe it's because I found the list of Pokemon, so I'm able to look at them.
I am identifying a problem with this, both with your last answer and mine, one just now.
Yeah.
Which is that when we were first noodling at the very beginning, we were generating scenarios based on what the picture was.
Yes, that's kind of...
We're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, that's so, why I was trying to bring that back in.
And so I think that's... I think it's much more likely for us to give bad information because we have to answer the question rather than generate from what's in the image. So we have to invent a fantasy world this character lives in, which then has no bearing. And part of this is because we don't know Pokemon. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even if we did, we're basically creating a sitcom premise that stars this character, mm-hmm. which no one is privy to.
Yeah. Okay.
I think maybe what we should do then is you and I should start every new Pokemon by you giving your vibe check. Yeah. I give my vibe check and then it's okay. Official. You all have some information to start with. We have our like first thoughts out and that might also then shape which questions you ask.
Okay.
Well, no, I guess what I'm saying is that I kind of think we shouldn't have the contestants asking questions.
Oh, okay. That's also fine.
Like I feel like, it's a primrose path, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure what else to do, but I think that it makes it harder for us to provide information.
Yeah.
I think it might be better if we had a list of things that we could talk about for each of them.
We could have the list of questions visible on our side and we can just kind of build the fiction about this, about this Pokemon from that.
Just be helpers for us.
Mm. You listen to this conversation we have and you have a chance to guess.
Okay.
Should we try that maybe?
Is it Alakazam?
No, it is not.
Dang it.
It's Mankey.
What? Mankey ain't rich. Economics.
No, but he is smarmy. And definitely.
That's true.
He's
definitely a rugby player.
Definitely
would not be good at rugby.
I know nicer rugby players than economics majors.
I was doing a lot of this based on just the mean expression.
Sure.
It just seemed a little bit like a bully. Like,
for sure.
Like, you know.
That's the vibe I would get from a Mankey, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have said business administration.
Ooh.
It would not have helped you. Like,
yeah, no,
that's my point about the question.
Yeah.
I think it's fun, but I don't think it works in this direction.
I would say sports management.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Sports management. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's try. We're the ones who have the questions that we've come up with as like starting points for our own descriptions.
And we don't have to read off the questions. We can just use them as prompts.
Yes.
As well. And maybe if we want to think about, it could be that if we are competing, if we are going to go back to captains, mm-hmm. then maybe we can, we cross them out and then we can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The good ones come first or whatever.
Right. So I can't riff off your work directly.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. All right. New Pokemon.
Okay. And so rather than coming up with something, I will come up with something from this
list. Yeah. You're just vibe checking, but you're vibe checking this Pokemon and here's like a list of places to start. I still want to leave room for like if we come up with a, if something is like, oh, this Pokemon clearly only rides the bus. And that's not on our list of things. I want that us to have room.
Okay.
So long as we know.
So these are just available to us without needing to go on.
If that's you need kind something of, to say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So my first impression of this Pokemon is that it's like really interested in surprising you with its ferocity.
Okay.
But all you can do is just giggle a little bit.
Yeah. This is the material that was so joyful before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you have a chance to guess.
It's like, I'm a toughie. And it's like, sure you are.
Grimer.
No.
Dang, okay.
I think that this very much like did cheerleading for the sports teams and like okay. volunteered to do more the cheerleading at like every sports team.
Yeah, event. That's correct, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I see very like energetic, go get 'em, rah rah energy from this Pokemon.
Oh man, I'm terrible at this because I heard your clue and immediately forgot what Mark said just a moment ago. But that's a me problem. That's not a problem with the game.
No, it's fine.
dang. That's Persian.
No.
Dang.
Do we want to build on... Are we, like, building on our own, like...
I like, want to leave that flexible.
Okay.
Personally.
Because it might be interesting for me to be chained to the reality you're creating.
I want to leave that open to whoever are the team captains, because if they aren't able people who riff off each other well, then that's not going to work.
We're the team captains, though.
Well, no, but and I'm saying because we riff off each other really well, that's something we can choose to do.
Yeah.
But I don't want to require it.
Okay.
Because I also think, like, side note, also, if two people are not required to riff off each other or build off each other, and they have very different styles of describing, that's also really funny and very difficult and fun for the people guessing.
We've definitely talked about, like, making this something that was a little bit more generic, but as we remove rules and make it simpler, it makes more sense to design for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I see. Sure.
But I'm still with you on keeping it open, though. So, that's good. Okay, so my thing here is, how do I I'm trying to avoid describing.
Yeah.
You know, part of this is like, this is on the podcast. This is like not good, but actually it's perfectly fine to let someone stew for a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Like in the actual environment of the thing, I suppose.
Yeah.
I think I'm feeling that like dead air stuff that we worry about
with the
program.
I could just make some fun mouth sounds while you do that.
It lives in a one room apartment because it just doesn't know how to get into any other, it can't open doors.
Okay.
So only
it's a pretty big apartment though.
Lives in studios.
It's just
studio apartments.
Big loft maybe.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Open air.
Yeah. You know, high ceilings.
Okay.
Make a guess, Steven.
I'm thinking, no. There's so many Pokemon, y'all.
I'm very curious if anybody is playing at home.
I know.
Yeah, right? That would be fun. Dewgong.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, this Pokemon had a very strong Yu-Gi-Oh! Phase and never really grew out of it.
Okay. dang. Tata?
No.
Oh my gosh.
So this Pokemon really, really wants a mohawk, but doesn't quite have the courage because they have to go home to see their family.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch. Dang. Wants a mohawk? Okay. Machop.
No. Dang.
This is why I need a hot or cold or something, because I feel like I'm getting closer, but I have no...
But I have,
here's the problem. We don't know...
What metric would it be?
I know.
Yeah, it's like... And it's like, okay... How does Rattata look like someone who would drop hundreds of dollars on Yu-Gi-Oh cards? I don't know. Like, what about Yu-Gi-Oh? Are we hotting and colding?
Yeah. When do we get to the point where I get to ask a question? Do I ever get to ask a question?
I guess.
Because that would help me get closer to something.
Formalizing it could be, why don't we just let... Okay, a round is, we describe a thing.
Yep.
They can ask a question. then they take a guess.
Okay.
That seemed like a round.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Because then the questions can be a lot more logic structured. And like that requires more discipline from team captains to like avoid giving things away.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they say like, you know, how many toes does it have or something. Mm-hmm. But like, as long as everyone's playing in the spirit, I think we can handle that.
Okay, so then let's continue with this Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you haven't gotten it yet.
Nope.
So
make a note from clothes.
Did you just give a clue or did I just give a clue? I can't remember.
I just said that it wants a Mohawk.
Right.
Oh, yes. But is going to go back to his family.
But it has to go back to his family, so just doesn't have the courage to actually do it.
You can ask a question.
Okay. And are we doing the cards thing? So
No. You can just ask whatever you want, because I think that at this point, it's pretty clear that you're going to... At a certain point, we're going to run out of funny things to say about
it. Right, yes.
And then it's no further information will be provided.
Yeah. So we have to now dodge explicitly stating any fact about it creatively.
Yeah.
And then I have to ask a question that also follows those rules?
No, you can ask whatever you want, but like we can't answer.
So
if you ask how many toes it has, I'm going to be like, I can't tell you that.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
And I suppose we can ask something else.
Yeah.
You don't need to be disqualified for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Or do we just say enough? Do we like totally dodge the question?
I'd rather not have. I'd rather just like.
Okay, fair. Yeah. All right, so ask us a question.
Okay. So many questions to ask, and I have again forgotten all of the clues that everyone has given me. So
we're moving very slowly through it.
It's a cheerleader.
It's also
it has a studio. It's a
studio in the cheerleader.
Studio loft and apartment. Wants a mohawk. Had a Yu-Gi-Oh phase it never grew out of.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, like, kind of thinks it's scary, but you're like, you can really giggle at it.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I have a thought now.
Aha, it says. And you're like, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What if we give him how many toes does it have?
On each foot?
No. No, what I mean, maybe that's the allowance is like they get to
ask
something that is just literally anything about it.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's every round, so it should just be like if you say like what color is it?
Yeah.
That does narrow it down a lot,
but
there's no single question that could probably eliminate it to one Pokemon, right?
Probably not.
Like you're not going to ask. Well, you're probably not going to ask. Does it have a lightning bolt tail? Because that's not cutting your possibilities in half.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the format is we give it a description and then that helps them. It could be one of these 20
and then they look
at the list and they're like,
or
okay,
like which of these evolutions feels the smarmiest?
And then they'll see I think it's this one. I'm going to ask a question to see if it is that one.
Okay.
And then, we say like, yes, it has this many toes or whatever. And then you make the guess.
Okay. So ask an obvious question.
Cause then this helps us. You were looking at the photo. So
yeah.
Is it bipedal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it Electabuzz?
No.
Dang it.
Okay. I think that this Pokemon is like when goes to restaurants is a good tipper but also like engages with the wait staff a little bit too long and a little gregariously. You know, like a very friendly dad.
Yeah.
This is the content, really.
They want other people to know they're like a friend of labor.
No. Truly is just happy for the engagement.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lonely in that lost, I guess.
In it for the for the sport. Yeah. Lonely in its studio apartment. Ask an obvious question.
All right. I got to ask a question first. Okay. what color is it?
It's your turn, I guess.
And so I'm allowed to answer straight.
I feel like, I mean, we can feel this out as we go.
Yeah.
We do it for real.
That's fine.
But I would say, like, you know, you could either, like, you don't give too much information. So if it's, if it's equally two colors, the answer would be, it's two colors. But if it's more one than other, you would say it's mostly purple.
I would say it's like bread colors with some splashes of red.
Okay.
Like a slice of toast with some splashes of red in it.
Sure.
That's the color palette. Is that good?
I think that might be. Well, I don't know. I don't have the full list in front of me, but that might be all the information he needs.
I don't know why.
No idea. We'll find out
because it's two different. You know what I mean? It's more than one piece of information.
Oh, so I could just say like it's got some red accents.
Yeah, you could choose what single piece of information.
All right. Yeah. Well, so I mean, truly, I don't know how much that actually narrows it down, so we'll find
out. I don't either, yeah.
Kadabra.
No.
And then I guess the flip side of that is if they ask a question, I'm just trying to avoid a situation where it doesn't matter what we say, they can ask a very like question narrowed down a lot. But if they've narrowed it down to like these, this quarter of it, and then they ask a question that narrows it down perfectly, then great.
I think this is where we would need to bring a specialized material consultant to actually help figure out what does narrow things down too much or too little.
Yeah.
Mark, you got to tell something about this Pokemon.
Yeah, it has like a love-hate relationship with Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, you know, there's, you know, like culturally significant, but also it's like a little, it's a little scary. Yeah. There's a lot of drama.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Okay. A lot of drama.
But like there, but like for me, there's heritage, but like I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. I got to ask a question first.
Yes. That's an obvious question. I think like this would be a good time to ask, like, is it a blank? Like, is it a fish? Is it an object kind of question?
Yeah. And we don't know how many of that there is, but presumably there's a bunch of each type of
thing.
Yeah,
there
is. So, yeah.
Yeah. Or like ones where you're like, close enough to a fish.
Yeah.
Does it have wings?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Dragonite?
No.
Dang it. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's helpful because I don't know how much that would narrow it down. But
there are a bunch with wings.
I suppose
there are a bunch with wings. Yeah. And it has feet, so that helps. Uh-huh. But like, there's a lot with feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two of them we've established.
Yeah, at least two.
I'm worried we're gonna get to the situation when I'm ignoring y'all's answers, but they're funny.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the questions I ask.
So you're struggling a bit with this, but I actually feel I think on a team of three,
far-fetched.
I think this is actually. Yes, I think this is pretty good.
Okay.
Like, that's my instinct, is I feel like people that talk to each other. And, like,
oh, yeah.
Where it's much harder for a single person to
do. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's just too much cognitive load for one person.
But I think, this is just my instinct, I feel like the level of difficulty you're having is correct for a pretty smooth, take a couple of questions at least, and then woohoo, we got it.
Okay. Three.
Mm-hmm. That's my instinct.
Okay.
Who's to say I'm right about that? But.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, if it was between Pokemon in a forest and bear in a forest, I would pick this Pokemon. If I was like passing by a dark alley and I caught this Pokemon out of the corner of my eye, I'd go, whoo, but then I'd be, all right, okay.
Okay.
Like I get spooked by the shadow, but then I realize it's fine.
Yeah. I said Machop already, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
I don't think so.
Not for this one.
Oh, then Machop.
No. Machop doesn't have wings.
Right.
You want to guess again? The one that has wings?
Yeah, I do. Far-fetched.
You already guessed that one.
I got it.
All right. Okay. So
I'm never going to get there, y'all.
In its younger days, it did some modeling for high school football mascots.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, just won't shut up about it. Like. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm still on the wall at, like, South High.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you go to the athletics page on the website, I'm there.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, I get it, Greg. It's like, you were famous once.
Yeah. Like, you got two. It would be named Greg.
Yeah, sorry, that's two clues.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. I guess that already.
Sorry, Greg's of the world. Or maybe not. I don't know. You can decide.
I have my next clue already. Can I just do it?
Yes,
like,
please.
Sure, yeah.
Please.
It's not actually a Pokemon. I mean, as far as I can tell.
Actually really funny.
Yeah.
I think it's pretending just to get into the club.
Oh, yeah. Because it wants to stay on the website.
Oh, my God. This is really hard, y'all.
This is where I'm just like having like people looking through the list. This is why I think three is good, would be a lot.
Because at least then it'd have people.
What is the website you're using, actually?
This Bulba Garden.
Oh, That's just a big linear list. You're scrolling up and down.
Yep.
What you need is a grid.
Well, for sure, but I didn't find it. So.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But I think that's actually throwing you.
That's making it worse. And they're like, there's just the little.
They are little sprites. Icons. Yeah. Oh, there's sprites from
just the sprites.
Oh, that's actually a problem.
Yeah.
Because we're using like full illustration.
Oh, no. Well, a grid would have the full illustration.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is a lot of the things that we're keying into, you're not seeing.
Oh.
And because we're not describing the actual Pokemon, we're describing these images we're looking at.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we've learned a thing.
Yeah.
We should probably print these in color and have them there for the contestants.
Or just give them
give them the link. Yeah.
Yeah.
Image is fine. Yeah.
If we really had production value and time, I would print these in color, laminate them, and give them dry erase markers.
You'd be a big poster board. You could circle, cross out.
Yeah.
That'd be great. But like,
that's a lot of effort.
Maybe we do this for the holiday party.
We
have 6 months to do a,
that is
a
true.
Too. I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Pidgey?
No.
Okay, let's call it.
Yeah.
Just because we're, but is this one of the evolutions?
That's
of that?
Pidgeotto.
Yeah, that's the second one.
Okay.
So we got Pidgeotto.
This is the problem with this.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think what we actually do is not limited by generation. It's just the friggin' first one of the, there's just too many that look the same. Like.
Well, okay, but like.
Isn't the keyring one just the number of keys on the keyring?
There's only one. It's Klefki is the one.
There's only one.
Talking about, and it's just the one.
I don't know.
You wouldn't have known.
Thing is with the.
Like, why isn't it multiple keys? That's a cool idea. What is wrong with this franchise?
Well, no. I mean, they do that idea because that's like with Diglett and Dugtrio. Is like there's one versus three.
Do you know what she's talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. But like for Eevee, though, like Eevee can evolve into a lot of different. Different element dogs depending on how it evolves.
I think it's fine that like I was close and I got Pidgey and it was Pidgeotto. I don't know how you
like. Do we declare that a win?
I think
no. I think it's fine that I didn't get it, but I was close because I felt satisfied that I was close.
I
was gonna guess that one next.
I think the problem with that is when we say no, one we're gonna be like eyebrows up, no, and it's the other team's turn. They will then just have a 50-50 shot, basically.
Yeah.
If that information is. Because we could also just say it's the right thing in the wrong evolution or whatever.
But then you'd have to know.
But that's not really unless there was 5 or 10 of them.
The problem is that for some it would be like Pidgeotto.
I guess
it would be a 50-50. But for like for Diglett and Dugtrio, there's only two. So then it would be directly giving the other team the answer.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I guess my point is that the game we've devised.
Yeah.
The ambiguity is at this point like intolerable, like between some of these. We have not designed for that to be interesting.
Yeah,
but that so it might be useful either for us to in front of us see all three names and all three images, and then maybe just describe the first one, and then that's what we just or they guess any of them, it's fine, or. We see the other names. Or we just say the only describing the first of any set.
Sure.
The question is for people who are into Pokemon, does that feel not cool?
Well, I mean, I want to bring up the issue of Weedle to Beedrill. So that's the same Pokemon.
No, some of them look different, but most of them don't.
People would know that if they were into Pokemon.
Yeah.
I know that Weedle evolves.
But like for us, would we be commenting on this whole Pokemon's whole life cycle? Like would we be saying
No, I still just want to look at one image.
That's what I was going to say. I think it just makes sense to just do the first evolution.
So,
or not first evolution, but the baby Pokemon.
Okay, so we would always have if
and
it has
those are pretty iconic. Like there isn't like the second and third.
Those are the ones people like the most, anyways, because they're cuter.
Yeah, okay. They are cuter. Basically, the way it works for many Pokemon is like the first generation is the cute baby. The middle evolution is like the kind of ugly, scrungly teenager.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the third one is the like badass adult. But I also don't really care about.
So like,
them.
Which of them is Pikachu?
Pikachu is a baby. Pikachu is a baby Pokemon, but Pikachu originally was a baby Pokemon.
I'm really sorry I asked.
Pikachu started as the first, and then they're like, we can make it cuter, so they made a
baby. We have the technology.
Yeah.
We made a babier version of Pikachu.
Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like what we need to do is maybe we just pick one of each category, and who cares what it is?
Yeah, so like we would just decide either Ponyta or Rapidash.
I guess it would need to be the first one. I just don't know how many exceptions there are. Famous one is.
Well, so if we're just doing first generation, then you could just say it would be Pikachu. then it'd be
fine. Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then you don't have to worry about it.
Because they haven't.
They add baby Pokemon later.
It's not retconned.
Yeah, it's not retconned or anything.
So no.
They just found out later that there are Pichus. Okay. So.
All right. So then that makes, if there's 150 that is not divisible by three, but there's some that are just two.
Yes.
So there's.
Some there are two and some that don't evolve.
So there's like about.
There's definitely enough here. There's enough here.
Okay. Cool. That'll just eliminate that little ambiguity.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think, you know, we'll just stick with the first generation.
Yeah.
You know, I think a version of this where like competing teams could be like, oh, we really know. Let's go for broke. Mm. But like, we don't need to bother with that now.
Yeah.
Okay. So to reiterate, team captain gives a vibes based description of the Pokemon. Team asks a obvious question, Captain answers, team guesses. If wrong, move to other team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat. Criteria for Pokemon. Gen 1, first evolution only, e.g. Pikachu. Not Raichu. I can do a better one. I'll do one later. Gen 1, first evolution only, first evolution in standalones.
I feel like saying, like, I'm like you, I don't know anything about Pokemon. It's like when I tell people I don't know a lot about Star Wars.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I kind of think that's true, but it's, I know a lot about Star Wars.
I learned a lot by osmosis, but I don't know enough to, like, if someone, like, I know enough that I could be interesting at a cocktail party, but if I was
way
trying,
too much.
But if I was interviewing for a job and I put that on my resume, right. I would be dead.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like, that's like,
I'm sorry, miss, we are only looking for the people who know the most for this Pokemon, like, expert position that we are hiring.
You see, we are here at the Pokemon breeding clinic. We need you to understand how which ones mate together. And I'm like, I just know a whale can be with a fairy type that's tiny, and I still don't understand the mechanics. I'm not going to judge, but that's all I know.
I also don't think that you knowing things about Pokemon helps you be a host.
Oh, no, it is totally irrelevant. Yeah, I'm just continually surprised by the amount of Pokemon knowledge you are spewing out in this episode.
Yeah.
I feel gaslit.
You also forget, though, I am a dumpster pile of random knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
You forget this.
I'm trying to think, am I the only one who doesn't know anything about Pokemon?
You intentionally ignore Pokemon knowledge.
No, I've made no effort to avoid it.
Oh, okay.
Do not know.
Can I right, ask a enough. Clarifying question?
Yeah.
Because it will matter. So when we say standalones only or first evolution, that means we only would be describing Eevee, not like Vaporeon.
Oh, that would be
watery
the
one. Okay. So Pikachu, not right.
But I agree. Yeah.
Eevee.
I'm glad.
Is that how you spell Eevee?
Yes.
Eevee. Not Vaporeon.
Yep. Yeah.
No shinies. No. Oh yeah. Gen 1 Kanto region, have to specify, and then they get a point for guessing it.
What do you think, Steven? A point for getting it right?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Whatever.
Okay. I'd say first to two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just so we can cycle some folks.
Cycle
and also, it might take a long time. So, you know, if first to three could have a lot of rounds.
Yeah. First to two sounds good.
Okay. What if they want to forfeit? Are we banking on the fact that with a larger group of people, they will, and enough obvious questions to ask, they will guess it?
Honestly, yes.
Okay.
You and I can just decide when to call it.
Okay. And then do we pick the closest?
Y'all dummies. It was obviously, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or until Lydia and Mark get tired and we give a point to the closest ones.
No. We get a point if that happens.
Oh, we get a point.
Yeah.
Oh. And
that's actually great. Well, you can call it whenever.
Yep.
But we have to be in agreement.
I'm not playing this game.
Get a point.
Yeah.
I mean, we are still team captains. We are rooting for our own team.
Yes, yeah, we do want our own team.
This is purely comedy structure.
I know, yes. I know. Points don't matter, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay. So then we have the list of questions. Da, 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 da.
And these are just like helped, or if we get stuck, we can pick one.
To use as inspo, or if we get stuck.
And then just, you know, between now and the thing, you and I can both just add to this list.
Yes.
You know, and we'll just use this document rather than make a brand new one.
Yeah.
Yes. Fine. And then noted for descriptions for maximum comedic impact.
And we get that link so people can see the same images we're looking at and not the sprites.
Yep.
Yep. So then the items we need are the random generator, mm-hmm. poster image of Gen 1.
Oh, and then we got to cross out the one. So maybe just that's the one piece of Photoshop we got to do is make a grid that's just mm-hmm. the ones we're doing. So,
that's easy okay. enough. Oh, I can easy do enough. That.
You got that? Okay, cool.
I can do that. Poster image of Gen 1 with the non-applicable ones crossed out.
I would almost just think make it a smaller poster because then the images are bigger.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. I was just going to go cross them off. That's still fine. I can do that.
Awesome.
Cool. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's easy. And then we'll just use your laptop. And
that's easy. Like, you don't have to guess them. It generally, though, is very fun.
Yeah.
Yay.
So good.
Two teams of three.
Yeah.
I think would be good. But, you know, whatever. It could be a team of four and a team of 12. I don't care.
Yeah.
But we'll encourage that.
Mm. Two teams, ideally 3+. Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. We kind of went around the horn and it ends up being really simple. But, like, I think the turn structure is pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we, like, found where the problems were.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this is because we needed to be fair for more people and for bigger amounts of people, and we've added a second person into the description pile. A lot of it is just what is the kind of economy of information in the structure? Where do we put bounds? Where do we not? Those sorts of logistics are the things that we had to feel our way around and do that.
Yeah.
Did we say this was Pidgeotto, by the way? It was Pidgeotto.
Yes, right.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, we've sort of just made a really complicated Guess Who.
Yep.
Yes.
But, like, that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, just with some fiddly bits in between. But I like that. All right. We'll report back, I guess, how it went.
Yeah, right, yeah.
In 2 weeks.
That's our show. For show notes and links to this and other nice thinkings, go to our website, nicegames.club. Nice Games Club is on Patreon. Support the show and get stuff, including ad-free episodes, delivered to you 1 week early. Sign up at patreon.com/nicegamesclub. Discuss this episode, or others, or whatever, with your fellow listeners on Discord. Stop by nicegames.club/discord and tell us if you guessed any of the Pokemon from our descriptions.
So, until we start again, remember to
play nice
and make nice.